感谢赞美主，仍然的能够有力量站在弟兄姊妹们的面前，能够有一点的交通。
I praise and thank God that I have the strength to stand before you to share a little with you.
当我们软弱的时候，我们不得不向神求力量。
When we are weak, we will have to ask for strength from God.
当我们有疾病的时候，我们不得不来到主的面前求医治。
When we are sick, we have to come to God and ask for healing.
当我们心中非常的孤单的时候，我们也不得不来到主的面前来求他，来他的话语来浇灌我们。
When we are dry inside of us, we have to come before God and may His words to come and fill our heart.
我站在这里就是要把一切的颂赞、感谢、赞美我们的主。
And I'm standing here to give God all His praise and thanks and honor.
实在我们在这些年间不是很容易的能够聚集在一起来一同的来敬拜主。
Over all these years, it's not easy that we can gather here together to worship God.
我们能够一同的来这样的赞美、颂赞归给我们的主。
That we can gather here to worship our God and praise Him together.
这是神极大的恩典，是给每一个爱他的人的美好的福分。
And this is a wonderful grace He has given each one of us for those who love Him.
我开始带着几个问安给弟兄姊妹。
First, I bring to you some of the greeting to brothers and sisters.
昨天下午，宇锡山弟兄的父亲就是我们的亲家，他打电话来，特别的问候弟兄姊妹。
Yesterday afternoon, Chris's father is our in-law. He called us that want to greet.Brothers and sisters here.
我听见他的声音，好像真是圣灵安慰他的心。
When I hear his voice, it seems like I can feel that the Holy Spirit is comforting him.
他也是谢谢弟兄姊妹，让我前一个主日能够离开这个地方，到圣地亚哥去，特别为以西坦的母亲，安息的聚会。
He wants to thank you all that I can go, I can go last week to the memorial service for Chris's mother.
他也是谢谢弟兄姊妹的厚爱，送了非常美丽的花。
And also want to thank brothers and sisters for your love and the flowers that you have sent to them.
我们真是感谢神，在哪个聚会的里面有主的同在。
We thank God in that meeting we feel the presence of God.
我们也看见有许多人还没有信的能够听见了福音。
And a lot of them have not believed in God, Christ yet, but they can listen to the gospel.
我们把一切的荣耀归给主。
We give all the glory to our Lord.
我们在礼拜五的时候，我的卫生师傅带我们到圣地亚哥99去买东西。
And in Friday, one of the daughter-in-law took me to the Ranchmark to do grocery there.
我们走的时候就听见有一个声音说冯师母冯师母。
And as we were leaving, somebody calling out, Mrs. Feng, Mrs. Feng.
我们转过头来看的时候是周建林弟兄。
And when we turned around, we saw that it's Brother 周建林。
他说他上班的地方距离99很近。
He said, where he goes to work is very close to this grocery market.
所以他就在到哪一个地方吃中饭。
So he will go there and eat lunch there.
他非常的欢喜快乐。
And he was very happy.
我们问他说到哪一个教会去聚会。
So we asked him, which church are you going to now?
他说他刚到哪一个地方两个礼拜还没有到教会去。
He said he only been there 2 weeks and have not attended church yet.
所以我们就约他第二天到我们的聚会的当中。
And so the next day we invite him to this meeting we are going to.
他和姊妹和小孩子们都来。
His wife and the children all came.
我想他们非常的欢喜快乐。
I think they were very happy.
他说哪一个聚会有点像我们的。
He said that meeting is just like this meeting here.
好像一个家一样的。
It's just like a family.
所以聚会完以后，他特别的吩咐说一定要问候弟兄姊妹。
So after the meeting, he said.Sends a special greeting to brothers and sisters here.
他说他仍然的想念这边的弟兄姊妹。
And he was thinking of us very much.
另外就是陈英姊妹给任明煌。
And the other one is sister 陈英 and 任明煌。
每一次去他们都是尽情的来招待我们。
Every time we went there, they will show us a lot of hospitality.
礼拜天的晚上他特别打电话来说要问候弟兄姊妹。
And Sunday evening, they call and want to send greeting to brothers and sisters.
我们回来以后礼拜一他还是礼拜二早上还是打电话来问候弟兄姊妹。
And after we came back, Tuesday morning, they still call and want to send greeting to brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，我们能够在主的爱里能够彼此的问安。
We thank God that in God's love, we can send greeting to one another.
我们在这里的时候，我们有所不觉得。
When we are still here, we may not feel that.
但是当我们离开的时候，我们常常的去想念弟兄姊妹在主里面的爱。
But after we leave, we will sometime will think about the love in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但愿神的爱常常充满在我们的当中。
May the love of God fill among us.
神的灵也常常的充满在我们当中。
May His Spirit fill among us.
好让我们这一个人完全被爱被灵所充满。
So that we will be always filled with the Holy Spirit and love.
叫我们能够常常的赞美主，常常的把一切的颂赞荣耀都归给主。
So we can always praise and give him the glory.
这是一个感恩的月。
And this is a covenant of thanksgiving.
我想我们一到了十一月的时候，我们就预备感恩节。
I think when we come to November, we will prepare for the Thanksgiving.
我们就想到一个福音聚会。
Well, we thought that we should have an evangelistic meeting.
我们就想到一个感恩的宴席。
We want to have a feast of thanksgiving.
我们也是愿意借助这样的机会邀请许多的朋友来给我们一同的来欢喜快乐。
Through this opportunity, we want to invite many friends to come and celebrate with us.
实在这是一个美好的月份。
And this is a very good month.
提醒我们，我们要常常的感恩。
To remind us that we will always have to give thanks.
我们要常常的感谢主给我们的恩典。
To give the grace that was given to us from the Lord.
但是在英文的感恩的里面 ,thanksgiving.
But in English, it said thanksgiving.
这一个感恩不单是我们感谢神，谢谢主。
And this thanksgiving is not only thank our Lord.
我们也要把东西献给主。
But we need to give the sacrifice to our Lord.
我记得在台湾一个同工说，每一次到主的面前都要带着东西给主耶稣。
I remember there was a co-worker in Taiwan. He said, every time we come to the Lord, we need to bring something and give it to the Lord.
所以他们的聚会，每一个聚会都有奉献。
So in the meeting, every meeting, they will have the giving.
但是我们不是像普通的教会来用袋子来收奉献。
But the meeting is not like the regular church. They use a pocket to collect the offering.
但是我们在这个感恩的时候，我们总是要想到我把什么东西要献给主。
So when we think of Thanksgiving, we need to think about what do I take to God to give it to God.
是的，神不看我们的哪一个钞票，哪个支票。
God will not look upon our money or our check.
但是哪一个奉献的里面的心是更重要的。
But more importantly, it's the heart behind the giving.
我们是不是把我们的心带到主的面前？
Did we bring our heart to before the Lord?
所以在这几个月的里面，一至四篇，一百零三篇，在我的心中。
So in this past month, this Psalm 103 has been in my heart.
我想我也必须把这一篇诗篇，给弟兄姊妹一起来分享。
I felt that I need to share this Psalm with brothers and sisters.
但是可能今天没有办法把这整篇的 诗篇讲完。
Maybe today I cannot finish the whole psalm.
但是我们总是要把整个的读过。
But we need to read the whole psalm.
所以刚刚那个我们读经的时候，我们就应对着说读这诗篇103篇。
So early at the Bible scripture reading time, we read it alternately.
这一篇的诗篇乃是颂赞的诗歌。
This is a song of praise thing.
真是何时在感恩节的主日的时候，我们一起的来赞美主。
In this time of Thanksgiving, we need to come and praise God together.
我可能就是稍微的很简单的提了几点。
Maybe I'll just briefly mention a few points here.
让我们一同的来感谢我们的神。
That we can all come together to thank our God.
这是大卫的诗歌。
This is a psalm of David.
其实这一篇诗篇是跟一百下面一篇是连在一起的。
Actually, this psalm is connected to the next psalm.
但是诗篇103篇有提头有说到这是大卫的诗。
But then in Psalm 103, it's titled with Psalm of David.
但是诗篇104篇并没有提说是大卫的诗。
Well, Psalm 104, it did not mention a Psalm of David.
但是怎么样连在一起呢?
But how do we connect those together?
因为这两篇的诗篇的里面都告诉我们说我们要用心来颂赞我们的神。
Because both of these Psalms said that, Oh my soul, we need to praise our God.
在诗篇103篇的第一节里面说我的心啊你要称颂耶和华还在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
In 103 verse 1, it said, Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
在第二节仍然说我的心啊你要称颂耶和华不可忘记他一切恩惠。
It continued in verse 2, it said, Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
以后到诗篇104篇第一节也是一样的说我的心啊你要称颂耶和华。
And then in 104 verse 1 it said, O Lord my God, you, praise the Lord, O my soul.
以后诗篇104篇35节最后的一句说我的心啊要称颂耶和华你们要赞美耶和华。
And then in the last verse, verse 35, it also said, Praise the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord.
这里赞美耶和华，小字说，原文乃是说 Hallelujah.
In the subtitle there, it said, Praise the Lord is saying Hallelujah.
我们要常常说 Hallelujah.
We need to always say Hallelujah.
我们常常要赞美主。
We always want to praise God.
我们很久没有一起的说 Hallelujah.
We have not said Hallelujah together for a long
time. 好不好，我们一起 Hallelujah.
Let's say it together.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
我想我们的神喜欢听我们的赞美。
I think our God wants to listen to our praise.
因为以色列的赞美乃是成为神的宝座。
Because the praising of the Israel become his.
这一个赞美乃是在他的宝座的面前都得着了荣耀。
Because of this praising, he will get glory before the throne.
我们有时候不晓得祷告。
Many times we don't know how to pray.
但是我们会说主啊我赞美你。
But we can say that, Lord, we praise you.
我们有时候不晓得怎样的祷告。
Sometimes we don't know how to pray.
但是我们会说主啊我感谢你。
But we can say that, Lord, we thank you.
我们要把一切的颂赞都归给他。
We'll give him all the glory.
但是这两篇的诗篇是连在一起。
But these two psalms are connected together.
但是有分别。
But there are differences.
这诗篇103篇乃是要颂赞主给我们的恩惠。
In 103, we are praising the grace that he was given to us.
诗篇104篇乃是颂赞神的全能的创造。
And 104 is praising about God's creation and his dominion.
诗篇103篇乃是说我们要从内心的里面内在的哪一个人要来赞美神。
In 103, we need to praise God from our inmost being.
诗篇104篇乃是我们看到自然神所创造的这样的伟大的宇宙我们在外观上要赞美神。
In 104, we praise because we see the nature that God had created.
诗篇103篇可以说是大卫自己个人的经历。
In 103, it says the personal experience of David.
诗篇104篇，这个诗人乃是愿创世纪神的创造，又写了这一篇的赞美的诗，创造的诗歌。
In 104, the author had mentioned it because they see the creation from Genesis that it was, then he gave the praise.
我们仍然回到诗篇103篇。
Let's go back to 103.
我想我们从第一节到第五节，我们一同的再读一遍。
We can read from verse 1 to verse 5 together.
So, 我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，
凡
在我里边的，你要称颂
他
的圣名。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的义界恩惠。他赦免你的义界罪孽，医治你的义界疾病，他救赎你的命脱离死亡。以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，他愿每物使你所愿的得以知足，以致一路因欢乐欢腾。很简单的这一篇的诗篇，我读的时候就把它分成三段。
It's a very simple psalm. When as I read it, I separate into three passage.
第一节到第五节，这是一段。
From verse 1 to verse 5, this is the first part.
第六节到十八节，这是一段。
And from verse 6 to 18, another section.
以后十九节到二十二节是最后一段。
And then from 19 to 22 is the last section.
第一节到第五节乃是述说到主的救恩。
And from verse 1 to verse 5, it talks about the salvation of our Lord.
第二段乃是说到主的启示。
And the second part section talks about the revelation of our Lord.
第三段乃是说到神的统治。
And the third part it talks about the dominion of our God.
主的救恩乃是个人，每一个个人都可以经历的。
The salvation can be experienced by each individual.
所以蒙恩的每一个人都要赞美主。
So all those who have received the grace will praise the Lord.
第二段乃是启示，神启示他自己，告诉我们他是如何的一位的神。
And the second part is the revelation. God revealed himself to us how a God that he is.
这不是单单是个人的，乃是向每一个人，他的所拣选的人，拣选的国家，拣选的族类，都可以认识他。
It's not as an individual, it's those who are chosen nation, a chosen culture, and chosen country can know him.
所以可以说一个蒙恩的族类，像以色列人，像整体的教会，我们都要颂赞赞美主。
And it's like a nation who had received the grace, just like the Israel, they need to come and praise God.
以后第三段就讲到神的统治。
And the third session talk about the dominion of God.
这里讲到神的创造。
Talk about the creation here.
以后诗篇104篇就更清楚的每一节都述说了神如何的创造这个宇宙。
And 104 is clearly to describe that how God had created each thing.
这一个统治乃是说到神的宝座。
And this dominion talk about the throne of God.
这一个宝座乃是讲到他的权柄和能力。
And this throne talk about his power and strength.
我们在这一个伟大的宇宙，无限的宇宙的里面，我们只有承认我们是一个渺小的。
We can only acknowledge we are so small in this infinite universe.
而我们看到主的宝座的时候，我们只有匍匐的敬拜，说我只有顺服他的旨意。
When we see his throne, we can only bow down and submit to his will.
所以这一段的乃是说到全宇宙凡受造的都要来到主的面前来敬拜他，来赞美他，来颂扬他。
And this session is talk about all those who are created have to come and give him glory and praise and thanks.
我想宇宙是一个不断的在哪一个地方述说神的荣耀。
I think the universe is continually saying praising God of His glory.
宇宙也是不断的在哪一个地方赞美神。
And it's continuously praising God there.
我们若是仔细去读启示录第四章的里面。
If we read Revelation chapter 4 in details,
那也是告诉我们说，这个创造乃是神的旨意被创造的。
It's talk about that it was because of God's will that these things are created.
所以不单我们在哪一个地方赞美神。
So not only that we are praising God here,
天上的天使要赞美神。
Or the angels in heaven will be praising God.
宇宙一切的被造的和他一切被造的有生命的有生灵的都要来颂赞。
All those created in the universe will come and praise God.
但是我今天没有办法的整个提到。
But I don't think I have enough time to mention the whole thing.
在我的纲要的里面也稍微也提了一下。
In my outline, I have mentioned it a little bit.
比如说在第二段说启示，主的启示。
For example, in the second session, it said the revelation.
他启示我们说他是公义的神。
He revealed to us that he is righteousness.
我们若是说到神的爱的时候，
When we think about God's love,
乃是以神的公义做根基。
We base that on the righteousness.
我们常常误解了主的爱，我们成了偏爱，我们成了乱爱。
If we misunderstand the love of God, then we will be love without the righteousness.
我们可以读整本的圣经，乃是告诉我们说，绝位神乃是圣洁的神，乃是公义的神。
If we read through the whole Bible, we can see that this God is a holy God and He is a righteous God.
但是感谢神，他不是用公义现在来对待我们，来衡量我们。
But thank God he's not using the righteousness to treat us.
他也是慈爱的神。
He's also a loving, merciful God. 所以
在第八节到第十二节就述说他是何等的慈爱。
And then in verse 8, it talks about how loving he is.
以后到十三节、十四节就说到他是怜悯、怜恤我们的神。
And from verse 13 and 14 talk about his compassion.
所以大卫就经历了他说父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女。
So David had the experience how a father had compassion for his children.
耶和华也怎样的怜恤敬畏他的人。
Similarly, Jehovah God will have compassion to those who fear him.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻忽说神的怜恤，我在会犯罪的里面他还怜恤我。
But do not neglect that it's like we can sin within the compassion.
我们不要去误解说我们在顶撞神的时候他会怜恤我们。
Do not misunderstand that we will get compassion when we are sinning against God.
我们必须有一个悔改的心。
We must have a repentant heart.
我们必须要来到他的面前。
We must come before him.
我们必须要有敬畏的心。
We must fear him.
他用恩典，用他的爱来怜恤我们的过犯。
He used his love to forgive our sin.
第四个，他乃是信实的。
And fourthly, he is faithful.
他说是就是是。
When he say yes, it's a yes.
他永远不会改变。
He will not change.
他既然拯救我们，就拯救我们到底。
Since he has saved us, he will save us to the end.
并且他负一切的责任。
And he will take all the responsibility.
这是非常的简单，让我们认识我们所相信的神乃是公义的神，乃是慈爱的神，乃是怜恤的神，乃是信实的神。
It's very simple here that we can understand he's a God of righteousness and a God of mercy and a God of compassion and a God of faithfulness.
但愿我们都很清楚地认识我们所信的主。
May we know our God clearly, the one we believe in.
我们也坦然无惧的可以来到他的面前。
That we can come boldly before him.
我们不单可以得到他的怜恤。
That we can receive his mercy.
我们也可以得着了他的生命。
We can also receive his life.
我们也可以行在公义的路上。
We can also walk in the way of righteousness.
他要把一切的，他所要给我们的美好的福分赏给你我。
He will bless us with all these blessings to you and I.
这是第二段。
This is the second part.
第三段。
The first session.
他的统治。
His dominion.
在这里讲到十九节，讲到他的宝座。
In verse 19, it talks about his throne.
宝座乃是一个权柄。
A throne represents a power.
宝座乃是一个能力。
And also strength.
宝座乃是一个秩序。
And also an order.
我们只有来到他的面前，服服的敬拜。
We can only come and bow down before him.
第二个讲到他的命令。
And second, talk about his words.
诗篇十九篇说他的命令清洁。
And Psalm 19 said his words is clean.
我们只有完全的顺服。
We can only obey completely.
以后第三个二十一节这里讲到他的诸君。
And then from verse 21, talk about his host.
这里不单是说到天上的天使。
Not talking only about the heavenly host.
我想这个诸君也是讲到我们信靠他的人。
I think the host includes all of us who believe in him.
我们都成了他的诸君。
We become his host.
以后二十二节讲到他的创造。
And then in verse 22, talk about his creation.
所以我们每一个蒙恩的个人要来顺仰主。
So we all who have been saved and come to praise our God.
蒙恩的诸类要来到他的面前，把颂赞归给他。
The nation who are saved, we need to come and praise him.
整个宇宙都在哪一个地方唱歌，要显明他的荣耀，要述说他的全能。
The whole universe will sing this song to reveal his power.
现在让我再回来。
Now we want to turn back.
因为忽然我有这样的感动。
And I have this moving from the.
本来刚刚，我遇见 MU 弟兄的时候，他就说大概今天只讲第一段。
Earlier when I met Emil, he said today maybe we just talk about the first session.
我点点头，大概第一段都讲不完。
And I nod my head and maybe can't even finish the first session.
我不晓得时间有多久。
I don't know how much time I have.
若是不稍微给你们解释一下，下次可能没有机会了。
But if I don't explain it briefly, then maybe I don't have the opportunity again.
但是我要回头，再讲第一段。
But I want to go back and talk about the first session.
我比较第一段仔细的讲。
I want to talk about in details.
这是我读出来的。
And this is my insights when I read it.
我希望弟兄姊妹读圣经的时候，其他的时间也能够这样的读，这是一个给你们一个样子而已。
And I also hope that when you read your psalm, you would take this as an example.
那我们在第一段的里面，我们看头两节。
We'll first read from the first two verses in the first session.
他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，还在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。”
So praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。”
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
在这里大卫就提醒他自己。
And David is reminding himself here.
大卫也是提醒当时的很多的整个以色列人。
And he is also reminding all these Israelites.
我们常常的在聚会的时候，在敬拜的时候，慢慢就成了一个形式。
And sometimes when we meet, and slowly become a rigid ceremony.
甚至我们祷告，有时候跟神说话不必客气，不必做文章。但是我们有时候祷告的时候，也在哪一个地方做文章。
And even though when we pray, we don't need to be like writing a letter, but sometimes we become like that.
所以大卫在这里说， 我们要怎样的来到主的面前。
So David is talking about how we can come to our Lord.
他自己在自己给自己讲话。
He's talking to himself.
哎，觉得这个人有问题。
We felt that this person had problem.
但是大卫乃是想提醒他里面的人。
And David wants to remind the inner being of him.
我们常常有两个面孔。
And many times we have two faces.
我们一个面孔是对人。
On the one face, we will face people.
哎，我们看见人就说好话。
When we see people, we'll say something nice.
但是另外一个人在里面。
But there's another person inside.
哎，我们就咕噜咕噜地说，我不欢喜他。
But then we will be murmuring that I don't like him.
哎，这是一般的这个人性没有关系。
And this is the human nature. It's okay.
但是我们慢慢转的，外面是一个人，里面又是一个人。
But slowly we come, we have a face on the outside and then another face in the inside.
那我们就说这个人有问题。
So we say this person has problem.
我们常常说这是双重人格。
And we talk about this as a schizophrenic.
大卫因着这样的，他表面实在是敬虔。是合神心意的人，愿意敬拜神，凡事的要叫神得着的荣耀。
On the one side, he wants to praise God, everything he wants to thank God and give glory to God.
但是他自己知道，我还是里面有一个人在里面。
But he himself knows that there's an inner being inside.
这一个人并不是像我外面的人一样。
And this person is very different than the outward.
所以他就向着他的。心说话
So he was speaking to this heart.
所以他就说我的心啊
So he said, Oh my soul,
我们来到主的面前乃是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他
So he said, when we come to God, we need to worship God in spirit and truth.
今天若是说要用哪一个方式来敬拜神我不晓得有多少百万种
If we want to use some methods to worship God, there will be so millions of ways to do it.
但是我们的敬拜，我们主要的乃是像约翰福音第四章二十四节，主也是对撒玛利亚妇人所说的，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
But our worship is like Jesus talking to the Samaritan.We need to use the spirit and truth to pray, worship God. 但
是在里面还不够，他是还在我里面的。
But the inmost being is not inside. He said all the inmost being.
中文翻成比较雅致。
And the Chinese translation is a little bit more.
我们常常不注意就忘记没有看到这个还一个字。
And sometimes we'll miss that word all.
但是。若我们仔细的时候大卫乃是说我的心啊你要称颂耶和华还在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名
You see that he's saying praise the Lord O my soul He said all my inmost being praise his holy name
我们的里面有什么东西呢我想有的人很单纯
What is inside of us? Some are very simple person.
那个比较有福气。
And they are really more blessed.
那是没有问题。
There's no problem.
他就很单纯，我反正什么都给主。
It's very simple. Everything I give to the Lord.
我来到主的面前，我就是只一个人站在你的面前。
When I come to the Lord, this is my being. I'm before the Lord.
但是问题说我们受了高等教育。
But the problem is we have high education.
我们又会思想。
We can think.
我们就想到我要怎么样的讲
We will think how should I say this
我要怎么样祷告
How should I pray
所以我们有时候里面就分成好几种
So we will have different kinds of persons
但是摩西告诉以色列人在最后吩咐他们说的时候
When Moses told Israel at the end of his time
他说你要爱耶和华
Say you are to love Jehovah your God.
你要怎么样爱耶和华呢
How do you love Jehovah God?
他说你要尽心。
He said you have to use all your heart.
你要尽心。
And all your mind.
你要尽意。
And all your will.
你要尽力
and all your strength
爱主你的神
to love your God.
我们的主耶稣也是这样的告诉我们
Our Lord Jesus told us the same thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主的面前
Brothers and sisters, if we come before the Lord,
我们是不是尽心？
Do we use all our heart?
我们是不是尽心
And all our mind?
我们是不是尽力
Do we use all our strength?
我们是不是尽力
And all our will?
我常常留下我的力量
Many times I would reserve some part of me
哎呀我感谢主
But I thank God
站在这里我想一站下来就有力量
Once I stand up here, I have the strength
我若是坐在那一个地方，我要保留我的力量。
If I was sitting there, I need to reserve my strength.
我就怕我就一口最后一口气站在讲台上。
And I was afraid that my last breath will be up in the podium.
但是若是我真心的放在他的面前的时候
，If I truly put my heart before him，
我记得十几年前说，你们不要担心。
I remember probably more than 10 years ago that you don't have to worry.
若是我最后一口气站在讲台上,
if my last breath was at the podium,
那是我的荣耀,
that's my glory.
那是你们的荣耀,
it's your glory too.
那是神的荣耀,
and that's God's glory.
但愿我们真是能够像大卫所说的,
pray that we will be just like David.
凡在国里面的都要称颂他的圣名
All the inmost being will praise his holy name
也不要忘记他一切的恩惠
And do not forget his benefits
因为他给我们的恩惠是一切的
Because his benefits is all
我们常常的就是把我们的一部分给神
And sometimes we only give a portion of what we have to God
我记得二三十年前我常常有时候有点得罪弟兄姊妹
I remember 20, 30 years ago I may have offended brothers and sisters
我想有很多人听了我的话不大高兴
and some may not be happy after they listen to me
我常常有时候说笑话说你们不要把剩下的东西自己是剩下的拿来给耶稣呢
and sometimes I tell brothers and sisters don't give God the leftover
我们常常的把我们剩余的给耶稣
And many times we only give God the leftover.
但是在这多少年来，大家都有进步呢。
But over all these years, we all improve.
都愿意侍奉呢。
We all like to serve.
都愿意拿东西来给耶稣呢。
We want to take things and give things to God.
不然我们今天也没有办法有这样的舒服的地方坐在这个地方。
Otherwise, we won't have this place we can come and worship God.
但是我们不过给神一部分。
But we only give God a part.
我感谢赞美神。
We thank God.
我自己常常保留我自己。
I reserve some part of mine.
我们看到就福音的禾场的时候。
But when we see the field to be harvested,
我们不愿意出去。
We're not willing to go out.
我多少年对中国福音有负担。
Many years I have a burden for the gospel of China.
但是好像那是最早的时候有这样的负担了。
It seems like I have that burden many years ago.
那慢慢的就好像就留下了。
And years after it seems like I have reserved a part of that.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天仍然有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
There are a lot of brothers and sisters who love God.
他愿意把他的财产完全奉献为做中国的福音。
They're willing to give all their property to, for the sake of the gospel of China.
他把他自己的特别的专长奉献给主，为的乃是为说把福音传给中国的同胞。
They're willing to give their skill and talent for the sake of the gospel in China.
让我们再一次的听见大卫的话语说。
May we again hear the word of David.
他说：“我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。”
He said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul."
还在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
All my inmost being, praise his holy name.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Forget not all his benefits.
那我就想到，真的第一段都讲不完。
And I think that I can't really finish the.
那若是这一个能够记住
，But if we can remember this,
我们能够完全的把。 我们的爱献在主的面前。
We can give our complete love to God.
我想也是够我们用的。
It's enough for us to use.
但是他给我们什么恩惠？
But what benefits did he give us?
大卫在这里提到三个主要的恩典。
David mentioned three benefits.
第一个，他赦免你一切的罪孽。
The first, he forgives all your sins.
他赦免一切的罪孽。
He forgives all your sins.
第二个，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
And secondly, he redeems your life from the pit.
第三个，他愿每物使你所愿的得以知足。
And thirdly, he satisfied your desire with good things.
弟兄姊妹，我相信每一个真正的基督徒都会经历了这三件的东西。
I think all true Christians will experience these three things.
我们是不是得着了他的赦免？
Did we receive his forgiveness?
他赦免我们一切的罪孽。
Forgiving all our sins.
我记得第一次我到中国。
I remember the first time I went to China.
我从广州坐火车到福州。
And from Guangzhou, I take the train to Fuzhou.
我的心愿就是到火车上能够碰到基督徒。
And my heart is in the train station, I hope to meet some Christians.
结果我上了火车就看见一个妇女拿着一个大衣另外带着一个红的书到车上去。
I saw that there's a lady who have a jacket and another red book in her hand.
我们上去的时候我们就进了一个同一的车厢。
And we went to the same car in the train.
哪一个车厢是硬铺那个三层的。
And this room has three levels.
我们是两个人是对面就在楼下。
And we are facing each other on the bottom level.
上面是有几个华侨。
And there's a few foreigners.
一个华侨的家属。
And the family of some Chinese people.
那个时候回去的时候华侨回去都有陪同的有人陪的。
At those times when you are Chinese from abroad, there will be people accompanying you.
他们没有派陪同陪我。
But then there's nobody to accompany.
但是陪同陪着几个华侨给他家属。
But then this Chinese from abroad have accompaniment.
这一个陪同长得很帅。
And this companion looks very handsome.
所以这个姊妹就先给他开玩笑说你若是在美国很多女孩子来追你。
And this lady was joking that if you are in America, a lot of girls will come after you.
她从这个话题里面就向这个陪同传福音。
And from that topic, she shared the gospel with this companion.
这一个陪同听了好像愿意接受。
And this person, after he listened, and he seems like want to receive.
那他就说你要认罪。
And she said that you have to acknowledge your sin.
他教导他们说怎么认罪呢？你要把这一生的罪都写在纸的上面。
So how do you acknowledge your sin? You have to write all your sin on a piece of paper.
你今天晚上回去都写下来。
And tonight when you go home, you write down all your sins.
你写完了以后祷告，求耶稣来赦免你这。许多的罪。
After you finish, then you pray and ask the Lord Jesus to forgive all those sins.
以后就把这个纸烧掉了。
And after that, you burn up the paper.
主耶稣就赦免你的罪。
And our Lord Jesus will forgive your sins.
但是我就想到，可能还有很多的罪没有写下来。
But I was thinking maybe there are a lot of sins are not written down yet.
但是我们的主钉在十字架上，用他的宝血来是赦免。你我一切的罪。
But our Lord Jesus, when he was nailed on the cross, that he will wash away all our sins.
我们童年的时候，青年的时候，多少的时候，我们犯了罪，我们忘记了。
When we have sinned when we're young, as children and youth, but we have forgotten.
我们多少的罪是在潜意识的里面，我们没有办法发现的。
And a lot of the sins are subconsciously committed and we will not discover them.
但是我们的神应许我们说他赦免你一切的罪孽。
But our Lord, our God promised that he will forgive all our sins.
但是不单这样的，他赦免我们一切的罪孽，他还要怎么样？医治你一切的疾病。
But not only he will forgive all our sins, he said he will heal all our diseases.
罪，赦罪跟疾病有个连带的关系。
Forgiving and the sick, diseases had a relationship.
我想我没有办法把例子说出来。
I don't think I have time to mention all the examples.
但是罪跟疾病是一个很大的关系。
Sins and diseases have very close relationship.
我们虽然没有犯很多的明显的罪，
we may not have committed a lot of sins outwardly.
但是我们也常常那个隐藏里面的罪，
but then we have many sins which is hidden inside.
这叫我们常常里面有疾病，
and that will cause us to have diseases.
但是他医治我们的疾病不是单单是在身体上的，
But when he heals us of the diseases, it's not only in the body.
他乃是医治你我一切的疾病。
He will heal all our diseases.
这几年来我常常在软弱和病中。
In this past year, I was always in some kind of sickness and weak.
有时候我就觉得外面的病，身体上的病还容易解决。
And sometimes I felt sickness, diseases on the body is easy to deal with.
若是我精神里面有病，那就麻烦了。
If I have a sickness in my soul, in my mental, and then there will be problem.
若是我灵里的病更严重。
If I have sickness in the spirit, that's even more serious.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But I thank our Lord.
我们真是愿意来到他的面前。
If we're willing to come before him,
他赦免我们一切的罪。
He will forgive all our sins.
他医治我们一切的疾病。
And he will heal all our diseases.
第二个在这里说到救赎。
And secondly, talk about this redemption.
救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
To redeem your life from the pit.
我就很简单地提到这个救赎乃是当时所用的那一个词句。
And this redemption is a phrase that they used at that time.
那就是做奴隶的人他没有办法得到的自由。
As those who are slaves, he will never have freedom.
你若是要一个做奴隶的人得到的自由，必须要付上代价。
If the slave want to have freedom, he must pay some price.
我们都卖给撒旦。
We've all been sold to Satan.
我们都卖给世界。
We've been sold to the world.
我们都卖给所犯的罪。
We've been sold to the sins we committed.
我们成了罪的奴隶。
We become the slaves to sin.
我们成了世界的奴隶。
We become slaves to the world.
我们成了撒旦。手中的奴隶。
We become the slave in the hands of Satan.
谁能够拯救我们脱离这奴隶的生活？
Who can save us from this life of slave?
约翰福音第八章说，神的儿子叫你们得自由，你们就真的得着了自由。
In John chapter 8 it said, if the Son of God gives you freedom, you truly will have freedom.
圣灵叫你们得着了自由，你们就真自由了。
If the Holy Spirit causes you to have freedom, then you have true freedom.
谁能够救我们脱离这取死的身体呢？
Who can save us from this body who will become dead?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
他用他的死，用他的血来买赎了我们。
With his death and with his blood, he had redeemed us.
好让我们不单得着了自由。
So that we can have freedom.
并且我们成了他的国民。
And then we become his citizen.
成了他的祭司。
To become his priest.
我们能够在地上将来成为主的君王。
That we become king in this world.
这是第二个，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲 为你的冠冕。
This is the second point. Who redeemed your life from the pit and crowned you with love and compassion.
我们不但从罪里面得救的拯救，并且我们要得救的冠冕。
Not only that we have forgiveness of sin, but we're going to have the crown.
好，我想我不能多说。第三个，他说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。
I cannot put more time on that second point, but on the third one, he said, it will satisfy your desire with good things.
我想我们常常唱了一首诗歌说，有了耶稣，我们就满足了。
And sometimes we sing this song, if we have, we will be satisfied if we have Jesus.
真的，我们的主耶稣是成了我们的食物。
Yes, our Lord Jesus has become our food.
年轻的时候，我欢喜吃鱼。
I like to eat fish when I was young.
我觉得没有鱼啊，就好像饭吃不进去。
I felt that I cannot eat the meal without the fish.
若是有人请我吃鱼，我就觉得这是一个美物。
And if people give me fish as a meal, I thought that's a good thing.
但是年纪慢慢大了，好像对鱼也没有兴趣。
And as I grow older, it seems like I lost the interest in fish.
以前年纪轻一点，去吃 buffet 的时候，吃越饱越好。
When I was young, I would go to buffet. I would fill myself with food.
现在去 buffet 店去要有节制。
And now I will have self-control when I go to a buffet place.
世上许多的美物。
There are a lot of good things seems like in the world.
不一定，不见得能够满足我们的需要。
But those things may not satisfy our need.
不单不能满足我身体上的需要。
Not only that, it cannot fulfill my physical need.
更不能够满足我里面的需要。
It will not be able to satisfy the need inside of me.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Jesus said, I'm the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
Those who come to me will not be hungry again.
信我的永远不渴。
Those who believe in me will never be thirsty.
但是我除了吃了以后，比如说这个里面的这个里面的人也慢慢也老了。
And as I grow, even the inner being is growing older.
哎呀，精神不好，就一看圣经就睡着。
And do not have the energy when I read the Bible, then I fall asleep.
哎呀，以前很欢喜去探访，现在就慢慢懒了。
And before I like to do visitation, now I get lazy.
以前跟人都是谈耶稣的事情就不累。
Before when I talk about Jesus, then I would never get tired.
现在有点累。
And now I get tired also.
那怎么办呢?
So what should I do?
但是神应许我们说，他愿美物使你所愿的得以知足。
But God promises He will satisfy our desire with good things.
以致你如鹰返老还童。
So that your youth is renewed like eagles.
我前一次讲到得利，得救和得利那个。
Last time I talked about to be safe and to have the to receive the strength.
有很多弟兄姊妹也交通到以赛亚40章28节到31节。
And brothers and sisters were sharing about Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 to 31.
我们如鹰展翅上腾。
We soar like on eagle soar like eagle on wings.
我们等候耶和华的人不单是会走路。
With those who are hoping the Lord, not only we can walk,
并且我们会跑,
then we can run also,
并且也会飞,
and we can fly also.
现在飞不动了,
now I cannot fly.
现在也跑不动了,
I cannot run.
现在走也走不了,
and I cannot even walk.
但是很多的医生常常碰弟兄姊妹说, 你还是要走啊。
And a lot of doctors and brothers say that you still need to walk.
你还是在外面去走,
you should walk on the outside.
但是还是走不动了。
But I don't have the strength.
一走啊，里面就心脏就跳跳跳了。
As I walk, then my heart will start beating.
前一阵爬楼梯还是可以上下一阵很快的爬。
And earlier I can just climb up the stair easily.
现在也爬不了了。
And now I cannot climb the stairs.
慢慢这个老鹰飞的翅膀软弱了。
And slowly the wings of the eagles become weak.
现在这个老鹰也不会跑了。
And this eagle cannot walk.
这老鹰也不会走了。
And cannot run and cannot walk.
但是感谢赞美主。
And praise and thank God.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。
He will satisfy your desire with good things.
以致你如鹰返老还童。
So that your youth is renewed like eagle.
在身体上的衰老没有关系。
If we are growing weak in the physical body, it's okay.
我在主的面前常常觉得里面的衰老那是太严重了。
But I felt that it's so serious if the inner being is growing weak.
奥古斯丁这样的解释什么叫如鹰返老还童。
Augustine had explained what does it mean to renew like eagles.
奥古斯丁 Augustine 在他的诗篇的里面特别就提到这个老鹰怎么样会衰老。
And Augustine in his book it described how the eagles will become old.
他说老鹰老了以后他的这个嘴巴就慢慢的长起来。
And when the eagles get old, the mouth will grow.
它这个慢慢就长长就弯弯弯的弯进去。
As it grows, it will curve inside.
所以它就吃不下东西。
Then he cannot eat anymore.
它吃不下东西，它就没有力量。
If it cannot eat, then it doesn't have strength.
它没有力量，它就不会飞。
If it doesn't have strength, he cannot fly.
它说这个老鹰啊，有一个天生的本能。
But then this ego have a natural ability.
他这个嘴长得太长的时候，就在那个石头上磨。
When the mouth grow too big, too curved, he will just grind it up on the stone.
磨以后，他就不会妨碍他吃东西。
After that, then it will not prevent him from eating.
所以他磨了以后，再吃进去。
So after he grind, smooth that out, then he can eat.
他又重新的得力。
And he will be renewed in his strength.
主常常对我说。
And God always remind me.
你是不是你的属灵的哪一个嘴老化了？
Your spiritual mouth is that become old and weak?
我实实在在也不断的在神的面前。
And I always come before the Lord.
要把我的哪一个老肉体那个未形的东西要磨掉。
That this old flesh I need to grind away.
好让我仍然的能够领受神所供应的美食。
So I can receive the good things that God has given me.
我最近看到莫安德烈等候神。
Lately I have seen a book from Andrew Miller.
正是我与他一同的这样的祷告。
And this is the prayer I pray with him.
我的心啊，你要等候耶和华。
Oh my soul, you are to hope in the Lord.
我的心啊，你要渴慕他的话语。
Oh my soul, you are to thirst for the word of the Lord.
虽然渐渐的忘记，但是我还是要不断的，天天的在你的话语的里面来领受。
Even though I may forget daily, but I need to continue to be in His words.
好让我能够重新的得力。
So that I can renew in my strength.
好让我能够返老还童。
So that I will be like youth again.
弟兄姊妹，我站在弟兄面前，有时候出去做见证的时候，还有一点的傲气。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes I stand before you as I go out to share, I will have some pride in me.
我说我仍然的能够站立得住。
I said I can still stand here.
我已经有弟兄姊妹给我建议说，哪一个椅子在这里坐在这里讲。
But their brothers and sisters suggest that maybe we can put a chair there. I can sit there.
感谢主，今天还能够站得住。
But thank God, today I can still stand here.
我常常说我的声音也蛮洪亮的。
And I always said that my voice is very strong.
我就说我还是红光满面。
And I was my face will shine.
这是外体的。
But this is only our body.
但愿我求神保守我里面的心。
But I pray God to preserve the heart inside of me.
好让我在我里面一切在我里面的能够称颂我们的主我们的神。
That all my inmost being can praise our Lord and my God.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们怎能不感谢你？
Dear Lord, how can we not thank you?
主啊，若是我们去述算你的恩典的时候，我们实实在在不得不想到你的爱是何等的大。
We have to think that your love is so great as we count our blessings.
主啊，若是我们记下你给我们的恩典。
Lord, if we just write down all your grace to us,
我们就想到我们如何的来报答你。
Then we will think about how we can repay you.
主啊，我们今天来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, we come before you today.
求主给我们一个感恩的心。
May you give us a heart of thanksgiving.
也给我们一个颂赞赞美你的心。
Give us a heart we will praise and thank you.
用我们的心来敬拜你，用我们的口来称颂你。
That we can praise you with our heart and we will sing praise to you with our mouth.
主啊，正如诗人所说的，我心坚定，我心坚定，我要唱诗，我要歌颂。
And just like the songwriter said that, my heart is firm, my heart is firm, I will praise your name.
愿你的名在我们当中得荣耀。
May your name be glorified among us.
我们谦卑俯伏在你的面前。
We humble and bow before you.
求主常常的施恩在我们当中。
May God continue to give us grace.
愿你的爱，愿你的恩，愿你的圣灵来充满在你的怀中。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit, with your love.
也充满在我们每一个人心里。
And also fill within our heart with these.
好让在这些年间能够为你做见证。
That we can be witnesses for you in this time.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In Jesus Christ's name that we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢主的话，请大家起立，我们唱诗歌713首。